Trip After Party Podcast, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Available now in the podcast section of the iHeartRadio app and on KFAN.com.
All right, here we are. It is the 15th day of September. It's 2020, and it is 8:58. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
So do you think it's happened, going back to the end of the show, that on a cruise ship somewhere, at the very beginning of the cruise, some lady's husband died, and by the end of the cruise, she was hooking up with somebody else?
100%.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
And vice versa as well. It's definitely happened with a guy.
And I feel like the first day, she's sad, she mourns, she's upset, she's feeling, and then all of a sudden that night, she's like, wait, this is an opportunity
for me. That sunset really looks great.
Sunset's beautiful. Yeah,
right. What a helpless, weird feeling, right?
I have a margarita in my hand.
Yeah, get drunk.
And look at that guy over there.
Yeah. Think if your husband or wife was dead in the bottom of the cruise ship, and you have to, like, to your point, look at the sunset.
Yeah.
The ship pulls into port. Everybody else is going off for excursions and drinking frozen margs. And you're going, well, that guy's dead now.
Yeah.
I can't get off the ship for another 6 days. I can't afford to have a helicopter or something come pick me up, or a plane come pick me up.
I've already paid for the all-inclusive drink ticket.
So I guess I'm going to fuck
the
pool boy.
Hop
in that conga line.
Might as well get it on here.
Jeez.
Might as well. Yeah.
Center. You're just out on an excursion. So I was like, what happened to Ted?
Ted's dead.
Yeah, he's downstairs,
but guess who's single?
Guess who I met on the cruise, though? Matt is in. Ted is out.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm so excited if it's true and I can get to play my NCAA football games again, man. I held on to those because, frankly, there's nothing to do with them. If they can play backwards compatible on the Xbox or whatever, that'd be great.
That's going to be sweet. I'm excited to see the new games for these systems.
Can't wait.
Spider-Man game is supposed to come out right when PS5 is coming out. I don't know if either of you guys played the new Spider-Man game.
No, but I've heard it's good.
It's so good. It's like Grand Theft Auto, except superheroes, basically. You just run around the city and save people. It's fun. The new one focuses on Miles, the black Spider-Man.
Oh, no kidding,
come off. I know, right? Next thing he's going to want to do is donate sperm or something.
Yeah, what is the deal with that? Equal opportunity for sperm.
Yeah, man. Sperm.
A good friend of mine just did this because she was getting older. She's very smart woman, very independent.
Is she 24,
25? Yeah, she's 26.
26?
Late 20s.
Husband
so
died
obviously,
on a cruise.
Yeah, right. She's never been married. She didn't have a partner, and she really wanted to have a baby, so she found a donor, and she is having a baby on her own.
Right.
Good for her.
It's like Jan Levinson Gould from The Office.
But I thought they didn't pay for sperm because it's literally everywhere.
I could just scrape it out. Yeah, that's why it's so strict, though. That you can't have any mental disorders or prior anything.
But you do get paid.
Yeah, it's like $3,000.
Women get paid a ton because that is harder.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because you have to harvest an egg. It's not just like sperm explosion.
Yeah, I can see
Is just like a bajillion spermies
everywhere.
I saw something. I don't know if it's true, but it said you could get $30K for donating a testicle. I saw that on the internet. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't really need them.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
Make 60K, move on with your life.
Can I still get a heart on?
I don't know.
Of course you can.
Yeah, can you get them without testes?
Without both or just one?
Without just one, I guess.
I dated a guy who had one.
Yeah, and he's still rock solid?
Rock solid.
Yeah, one of my best friends has just one, actually.
Yeah.
He's just fine.
Maybe he was the same guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Mark Parrish had three.
Where can I take this thing? I'm going to go ahead and take this off right now. Where can I send? Do I put it in the mail and send it to somebody? Is that how I get paid for this? Because I can use the money. That'd be great, man. I want to go gamble.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Playing golf.
Neat.
I think
you can use the microphone.
Oh, I didn't want to get too close. Playing golf.
Cool.
Yeah?
Sounds fun.
Taking a nap.
What are you doing, Carly, right as soon as we're done here?
Let's see. I have a couple work things today, so I have to go do those.
Yeah.
The children, Hendrick started school yesterday.
Oh.
So he's back in school, small class, like 6 kids.
Yeah.
And so I have to pick up him from school.
Yeah.
I have to pick up Sophia from school.
Yeah.
Sophia's piano. Basically just mom things.
You have
to pick up her
piano from school?
What?
You said you had to pick up Sophia's piano from school?
Pick up Sophia, and then she has piano after school.
Oh, we thought you were like a freelance piano mover.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's a
hell of a
thing.
Wouldn't that be sweet? But we're moving soon, so we're also packing and getting ready.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're moving.
Going to Pittsburgh? Permanently?
Yeah, I heard it's...
Getting the fuck out of here? Can't blame
you. That's it. So, yeah.
Good for you.
Moving. Just stuff.
Man.
Just stuff.
If I ever move, I'm just going to burn my house down. Because there's there's no way.
We're getting a big dumpster and we're just going to chuck things in.
I already got a big dumpster.
You and me both.
Yeah, no, that's killer dumpster.
Yeah, thank you.
We are just going to chuck things in that dumpster. So if anybody wants our stuff, come on over.
I kind of do. What kind of stuff you got?
We have a table. We have a storage unit.
I'm looking for illicit articles.
This is really boring.
Illicit what?
Articles.
Like anal beads.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Gently used dildos.
Yeah, stuff that you can't use. I don't want the gently used ones. Yeah, stuff that you can't give to the Goodwill.
Gently used.
I wonder how often that happens. You know, when you drop off stuff at the Goodwill and they'll be like, "What do you got there?" "Oh, it's just clothes," and it's like a garbage bag full of clothes, right? They don't open the garbage bag and individually go through the clothes. I wonder how often people are like, "I gotta get rid of this gently used dildo." And instead of just throwing it away, well, you should just throw it away if you're getting rid of it. But I wonder how often the Goodwill people go through bags of clothes, shoes, whatever, and then there's just that stuff in there.
Yeah. The bag's just vibrating
It's not just the shelves, but what are you doing?
Like toys.
This is terrible. I'm going to throw this away on my way home, guys. I'll drop this on my way out.
Exactly.
Put it in your back pocket.
Were these for Mardi Gras?
No, that was up some dude's ass.
Sam Adams and Auntie Anne's Pretzels are selling October at-home kits. Corey, it comes with 10 soft pretzels.
Don't need them. They have a 20-pack at Costco for $9.99.
Is that right?
Game changer. They give you the salt, a bag of salt, and they give you 20 packets of the butter.
Are you shitting me?
It's legit. Oh,
wow. 20 packets of butter?
Because it's, well, one per
like
pretzel.
Small,
how do you, you just put them in the
So you put,
in
you
the,
put
oven?
The butter in the microwave for like 35 seconds.
Right.
Then you put the pretzel in for like 45-50. Put the butter on the pretzel, salt on the pretzel. It's not. It's almost like the Red Lobster cheddar bay biscuits that you make at home. There's nothing like getting Auntie Anne's pretzels at the mall or the fucking Vegas airport, right? It's the best.
Yeah. Right.
This is so close, and you get 20 of them for $10. Sauce. Jesus, the math is 50 cents a pretzel.
I don't know how you're not.
It's freaking great.
That's awesome, dude. The cinnamon ones are my favorite.
Yeah, cinnamon and sugar. Carly would hate those. Cinnamon is
like
one of my favorite things. It's churros rule. Whale. Cinnamon toast is amazing. Whale. Cinnamon toast crunch. Whales. Cinnamon rolls. Whales. Apple cider with cinnamon in it.
Well, let's stop naming things with cinnamon. Yeah.
So good.
You don't like cinnamon. Yeah.
But
know.
Game changer. So, yeah, I'm not paying $99 or whatever the hell you just said for beer and pretzels. Just
$99?
I don't know if I said
whatever
that.
It was.
Whatever
it was something like that.
Probably, yeah.
That'd be real expansive beer.
I don't really think of Auntie Anne's pretzels as the true Oktoberfest-esque German pretzel.
Goddamn, though, man. You walk
by
that.
And a couple leaves, they'll pop in there.
Walking right there, you turn the corner, and that's Auntie Anne's right there at Mall of America, right at the corner there? Yeah, Jesus Christ. Right.
What do you think's going to happen to Halloween?
To what?
You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen to Halloween?
It's happening.
Right, but like...
Don't you just think... I would assume people that are answering the door probably should have a mask on.
Right.
Maybe
but
there's...
But like, they're dirty. What if they... Let's just say they just sneezed in their hand, and then they were like...
Yeah, but
you're right. Yeah,
I can always do the take three and go bit that some people do. They just leave their basket out there.
Yeah.
If you have a trustworthy kids in your neighborhood, I guess we used to just take
you're
the
like,
whole thing.
You.
Yeah, all right,
it's gonna be different, but it's gonna happen.
We've got to do something.
It's gonna happen.
Speaking of Halloween, the Scary Karen's Halloween costume, $180 on Etsy right now.
That is a lot of money. To look
Scary
like a hoe.
Karen.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I see that every day. 365. I don't need Halloween for Scary Karens in my face.
I bet.
Don't you dare donate sperm to me, black guy. Get out of here. What do you think you are, fucking Spider-Man?
You'd think it'd be a more effective way, though, because I know there's tons of racists that watch like ebony porn or like are addicted, or you know, they're into like black women. Yeah. Like, there's a ton of racists that are into that kind of stuff. So, you would think it would be the reverse that like maybe they didn't actually want to have an interaction with a black person, but they just want to have the black kid.
Well, that's honestly, if we're going to get serious for a second, that's one of the fun's the wrong word. One of the fun things that's going on in the South, though, are the people that are against the Black Lives Matter movement. Are just fucking begging for college football, right? So it's like, it's the theme on Twitter. It's like, well, they like black people if they're there to entertain them, right?
Of course.
They like their music, they like their movies, they like their sports. But I don't really care if they have equality. But if they entertain me, I fucking want it exactly when I want it. Get out there and entertain me. Well, but do you want to help me when I'm done playing the game? No, I don't care for that. Once the game's over, I'm going home, and you're on your own. But please score multiple touchdowns for my team. That's a tough spot to be in, I think. That's not the greatest stand to take.
Yeah,
entertain me.
And then it's like, okay, well, don't kneel. All right, well, don't lock arms. Don't disrespect the flag. Don't do this. Don't.
They booed the moment of unity in Kansas City.
No flag.
All they want, they no don't want anthem. To acknowledge anything. Nothing. They want the status quo. They want everything to go back to before. Nobody can handle change like that.
Yeah.
It's just absurd.
But isn't it weird though? How weird is it to be on the side of the movement and go, I can't believe that saying that equality is what I'm choosing is like a controversial or a political statement.
Yeah.
But right now, you're like, I'm for equality, I'm for change. It's like, well, then fuck you, Snowflake. It's like,
wait,
I guess I don't understand the other side, but I guess I'm making a stand by saying I'm for the movement.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy even seeing people say, well, I'm not trying to get political, but Black Lives Matter. It's like, oh, thanks, man. Like, it's astounding.
Yeah, it was like the Michael Che stand-up bit that we were talking about a couple months ago, where he's like, we're not even asking for equality. We just want to matter. we can't even get that.
You always wonder why civil rights is political at all.
It's
like, why is human rights, why is that political at all?
Well, people can't even keep it, like, they'll say racism doesn't exist, and then they'll be like, well, we can't have a black guy in Star Wars. It's like, you're oppressing someone that's not even real.
Right. Yeah, they were pissed, man. Yeah. Black stormtrooper, and they're like, not in my Star Wars.
Yeah.
Black stormtrooper.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Yeah, or even people, I heard people getting mad about Colin Kaepernick being back in Madden. They're like, oh, he's better. He had a better rating than when he was last retired. It's like, okay. So does every legend in the game. I don't want to see LT at 40 years old in the game or something like that. Yeah. It's a video game.
People are
Who
just
cares?
Mad.
There's something wrong with us, man. Everybody's so angry. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with us. They've done something to us. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's that whole thing with Coca-Cola and the subliminal messages in the 1950s. Something's going on with social media, man. They figured something out. It's making us fucking hate each other. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like this everywhere in the world.
No, it's not.
I think they've specifically done something to us. I'm not a fucking guy who looks at conspiracy theories at all, but I'm telling you, something's going on. We fucking hate each other, man.
I know.
No, traveling the world, it's really eye-opening because other places just aren't like this.
At all.
Or even like the mask thing, for example. That didn't happen anywhere else in the entire world. I don't recall hearing anti-mask protests happening literally in any other country on the whole freaking earth. It's kind of embarrassing being an American internationally.
Well, and now they just pity us, which is so embarrassing. Like, just like, oh, we feel so bad for you guys. And you're like, wait, I thought we were great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Fun.
I don't have any answers. I'd like to have them.
Should we go back to talking about sperm?
Sure.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Can we use dildos?
White sperm, please.
Yeah. White sperm. White sperm.
What are your thoughts?
Don't want to piss anybody off.
I'm equal opportunity sperm.
Okay.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Not anymore because,
Now
I've chosen one sperm, hopefully for the duration of his life or mine.
Whoever's first. Depends on which cruise ship you go on.
That's a good point.
It's a white Jewish sperm for now. But there's always room for...
It could convert.
I'd like to go on a cruise. I think I'm the only person in America left to say that.
I would go.
I know.
I'm probably never going because my wife never wants to go.
Angie and I can vacation together. I feel like we'd do well, but I would never get on a cruise
ship. I had the best time.
They're fun.
It was so much fun.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get
seasick. That helps too. If you're nervous about getting seasick,
That's true.
That sucks, but I never for a second have felt seasick.
Jason gets seasick.
Oof.
What a loser.
I don't know what Jason and I are going to do when you and Angie stay home then.
We're not staying home. Angie and I will travel. You guys stay home. You don't want to go anywhere. You hate the outdowners.
I want to go everywhere.
I
want to go everywhere, too.
I would go everywhere.
I can't wait till we can travel outside of the country again.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, man.
Can you imagine, though, the second that it truly like opens back up, the airlines are going to charge us $1 billion for a ticket, and it's going to be fucking packed.
Yeah.
So something that I've noticed on airlines is like Delta used to, if you upgrade like using miles, like let's say you upgraded from just coach to comfort.
Yeah.
It was for both flights. Now it's just one.
Just one way?
It's just one way. So, like, you used to be able to, you'd upgrade to first class, and it was both ways. Now it's one way.
I got to think this is an interesting time to buy airline stocks, right? Because if it takes off.
I have a bunch of it for that reason. For just because, yeah. And it's kind of just
up and down
roller coaster.
You're going to ride it for a while?
Yeah. But it's, that's my plan. Is just once
whenever it opens up, or if they can charge whatever they want.
Not bought out, but if they get a, what's it called? When you get a bunch of money from the government?
A bailout?
Yeah, bailout.
Welfare?
Yeah, or that. If they get bailed out, which they probably will. Yeah, either way, that's why I have it.
I have a neighbor actually around the corner from me who is a pilot for one of the main airlines. He said before all this hit, they could not find enough people to be pilots. Mm. And I guess North Dakota, maybe, or North Dakota State, one of the two, is like one of the main,
North Dakota,
one of the main colleges if you want to become a pilot. And he said as soon as you were done, even before you were done, they were hiring you, right, to get you started because there's a lack of young pilots right now. Really good money, I guess, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I heard it's not even that. I mean, not to shit on any pilots, but I heard it's not as hard as it used to be.
Right. But
they said it's mostly automated at this point. That's why some of those, when those plane crashes happened recently in the last couple of years, they said the crew just wasn't used to everything's so automated. They weren't used to manhandling.
Oh, that's terrifying. Let's not talk about
I sat next to a pilot, I don't know, a year or two ago, and I asked him that because he was just catching a jumper for wherever he was going. And he said, yeah, it's... You literally have to just plug in where you're going, and it does everything else.
Yeah.
You're just there in case it fails.
See, but shouldn't that make
There's
you feel better, Carly?
That
it flies itself. It's all
math. But what about the emergency?
Well, they're there.
I don't.
She has a phobia. It's not just a fear. It's a
really
real phobia.
Bad.
Yeah, and I've seen it. I've seen it in action.
What do you take? Like when you just flew last week, what'd you take?
I'm better.
Usually
depends,
Budweiser or
truly,
whiskey.
And I mean this. It depends who I'm with. Because if I'm with the kids and I'm solo, which I've flown a lot, a solo with the kids, I can't do anything because
you have to
I'm responsible for them the whole time.
Right.
So but you were with your family, so
I freak out inside and I will be shaky. I'll be like shaky.
Just
and really
take off
nervous.
And landing or the whole time?
The whole time.
The whole time, man.
Yeah. The
so
whole
you,
time.
You never get to sleep.
I never.
So if you fly internationally, you're up the whole time.
Well, it depends how much. But like my sister and my mom and I went to Iceland, and my sister and I got. Head face before the flight.
No.
Shut up.
Not you.
Well, wow.
Duh.
Because it was just...
Everybody
we
see those slabs?
And I slept... and we slept the entire time, woke up refreshed in Iceland. So that... I was fine then, but again, with the kids, I can't. So it's very different. But like when we were flying this last time, it was my mom, my dad, my sister, me, Jason. And so I can have a little bit, but it's not like I still don't want the kids to see me hammered.
Right.
So I can have like... two drinks and feel a little something, but then it wears off and I panic on the plane. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hawk has seen it. I'm not great on a plane, but I love to travel. I love it.
Right.
And so and I hate small planes. I drove to South Dakota when we were doing snowcross 1 year because I couldn't get on that plane.
I know.
I had the ticket. I was going to get on and I couldn't get on
the
plane.
I've never done that. And to be honest, I think I'm a good flyer, but that would make me a little bit nervous just because I've never done it.
The little planes scare me. And so the ones that are like single seat, like two in one. I get really nervous on those. And I get it in my head. I get that it's safe. Like, I know when I'm on the ground, I get the
statistics. Are those as automated as the big ones?
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I wonder.
I would think so.
No, those ones are. I took one small plane. It was a little bit scarier.
It just seems. You feel like it's more.
It seems more janky. And you're way closer to the pilot, like, too. Yeah. So if something went wrong, you just know right away.
But I'm not saying this to you guys are going to say, oh, good for me. The small amount of times we've been on a private plane, small amount of times, that has actually felt better to me, though, than this thing, because the pilots keep the door open.
Yep.
You can talk to them. You've done that. Like, you can.
Quite a few times,
it feels a little bit more. Like, I feel like I could see them if something bad was happening.
Right.
You know, I know if something bad was happening.
For
where
sure.
In the two or one, the door's closed, and I'm like, what's happening up there? Are they?
Right.
What are they doing? Are they drinking? Are they doing beer bongs?
Yeah, right.
How are they doing snorting lines of coke? What's
That'd
happening
be great.
Up there? Are they eating shrooms?
I used to hate flying because I just hated everything.
Is
but
this a stand-up bit? I feel like
no, this is true.
Okay. But
ever,
like you're like, you
ever been on an airplane? No, but
what is
I knew a pilot that was—he was a pilot for like 30 years at Delta, and he always told me because I would tell him like I'm flying tomorrow, I'm terrified. He's like, "What are you terrified about?" I'm like, "Because I think something's gonna happen," and he would tell me he would say, "You fly by the seat of your pants is not just a saying. If this doesn't move." Mm-hmm. When turbulence happens, you're 100% fine. Mm-hmm. As long as this stays on the seat, you're fine. Yeah, your butt.
Your slabbies.
That's it. And that after that, I'm like, that fucking makes sense. When the turbulence gets really bad, as long as your butt stays on the seat, nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah, so, but what about when it doesn't?
Then you're dead.
Then you're aft.
So if the plane is upside down, but your ass is still technically on the seat, they you're can fine. Still barrel roll out of it.
And I do like flying with the kids because they're very calm. Sophia's a great flyer. Mm-hmm. Like, she is
that helps.
Really calm. Doesn't faze her. She sits there. Yeah. She's fine. And I'm like, it's so embarrassing that calms me to have them just be like totally fine. But I want her to be that. And that's why I never say anything when I'm with her. I don't get scared. Sure. I try really hard because I want her to not be afraid of flying. Like, I want her to love it. And so I try really hard with the kids, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Hate flying with them alone, but when we're all together, I'm like, well, at least we're going down, we're all together. So it's like, but like, if Sophia's not with us, or if like it's me and Jason, I'm like, what are the kids gonna do?
Yeah.
They need me,
right? Man, there's something I love when you're flying and you're coming in for a landing and you look down and you see like Holland, you know, or you look down and you see Vegas.
You're a traveler.
I love it, man. I love it, man. Literally, if you go to Amsterdam, even if it's just for a layover, you land over the tulip fields, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the coolest.
Like,
that's awesome.
The greatest ever. You land in Iceland, you're like, wow, look at the black sand beaches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
The experience of going somewhere where it just looks so different from where you live, to me, is always like, I love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, me too, man.
I do love the flight home, though, in the spring or summer in Minnesota, where it's just a billion lakes, where it's like green and there's it's lakes as far as you can see for those last like 15 minutes coming into the cities. There's some comfort in that, though, too. There's nothing better than seeing the Vegas skyline.
Correct.
That's the best flight in the world.
When you fly in from Minnesota in like February, March, or April, and as you go, you just see it get grayer and whiter and grayer because it just fucking
freezes. That's depressing as hell. But a spring or summer flight to Minnesota is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dude, taking off and coming home from Minnesota during football season, every you know, it just, you know.
See, that's the way to fly, though, because you fly on private big planes. Like, that would be awesome because that's a huge private plane.
Nothing about that I don't love.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would be.
But the guy who owns Snowcross, JD, he has his own plane now. So he, the last 2 years that I did it, we flew a lot in his private plane to places. And if it's a windy day, you fucking shit your pants
when
you're taking off, right? But as soon as you get above that, it's the best of all time. But you are literally like you're driving on a bumpy road. It's so crazy. But the landings are so smooth on those private planes. If you get a good pilot like JD's pilot, I mean, literally, you don't even feel it make contact with the ground. You're like, did we land?
A lot of those pilots, too, are retired like military pilots, or they're retired, like they flew for Delta for 30 years or something. So they're like super calming and they're amazing and they're so great.
If I were rich, I would do that a lot. I would take private flight like to Vegas specifically, but to Mexico, too. Because, like, at customs, when you land, if you're on a private plane, they basically just walk out and stamp everything, and you just go about your business. You don't have to go through the line. You don't have to do any of that shit. Imagine a private flight to Vegas. How much fun that would be.
Mm.
Jesus Christ. It's fun.
I miss Vegas so much.
We did it one time for the NHL Awards. Right. And because if Jason was going to the NHL Awards, it was like, let's just
do blow it. Out.
Like, let's just do it. And my family came, and it was really special. But, yeah, you're just like, because, you're like going to Vegas for something special. It was super
cool. Hey, remind me, how did you get picked again to do that, to do the that intro for the awards that 1 year?
I had hosted a show for the NHL. It's called Skates Off that year. So I had contact with the producers of the show.
Got it.
And so somebody had backed out that didn't make it to the awards, had backed out. And I jokingly texted him back. I'm like, how many other people have you asked before me?
Right.
He was like, only like two. And I was like, cool, I'll do it. And so, I mean, I didn't care.
Sure.
I thought it was great. And
that
so
cool.
It was a fun opportunity. And I met that Camille Kostek, who's
Gronk's girl.
Gronk's girlfriend backstage. And she was super nice. And she was
a 10 and a half.
Sort of attractive.
An 11. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And she was really nice. And so that was cool. So that's how I did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were looking for someone kind of last minute. And so.
You good at remembering lines?
No.
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 You never were good
at it? Never good at it,
I started doing this thing now where I'm trying to remember my scripts.
Yeah.
For radio commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see if I can do it. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I did two 30-second commercials for Builders or Modelers TV commercials, you know? So I spent the whole weekend trying to remember them. And then I got there and they had a fucking teleprompter.
Oh, man.
Like, God damn, but it's good exercise, though.
I love when they let you do, like, line at a time. Like, when they're, like, because that's when I did the skates off thing. They want you to kind of memorize and, like, be able to, improv it a little bit. But they're, like, we'll have a teleprompter. So you're, like, oh, my God, this is the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, man, that's the best.
But that's why I would prefer, like, a live situation or radio, because I'm not good with lines. Mm. I'm just not good at it at all. But yeah. I don't really have to do that anymore. Well, nobody asked me to do TV.
You're
too old.
You're not too old. Nope. Mm-hmm.
I'm just teasing.
I got a film project I'd like to hire you for.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
OnlyFans?
It involves your slabs. Absolutely. Yep. Right.
No, but I know someone you can hire.
Yeah. Who that?
You know who it is.
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Wait. What now?
That's fun.
Hmm? What?
Who's to hire? Mm. What? Yeah.
We've heard about it. It's between Chris and I.
Oh, wait. I do think I know what you're talking about.
The only lines you have to learn for my movie are tan lines.
Oh, yeah. Because my mouth will be full.
Oh, wow.
My God.
And there's the title of the podcast. Good night, everybody.